And true to form, Patsy Cline wore pants to the induction ceremony, bucking the normal attire of frilly gowns expected for women. Coming up in this hour, not only are we celebrating that true trailblazer spirit of Patsy Cline, we'll also be honoring the musicians and bands who have had careers thanks to the trailblazed. Get ready for a full 60 minutes of crooners, twangy country rock, and so much more. Here is Patsy Cline right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. Got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new. I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know it won't let me be. I've got your class ring that proved you care, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. Your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got. You're
Celebrating the groundbreaking legacy of country legend Patsy Cline in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, let's talk about what we just heard in that set. We started the set off with Miss Patsy Cline herself. It is her 1962 single, She's Got You, a song that just drips in country crooning, heartache and heartbreak. It is everything that makes Patsy Cline such an incredible vocalist. Again, a single that was released in 1962, a song that has carried such emotional power over the years. It has since been re-recorded and covered by acts like Cat Power, Elvis Costello, Loretta Lynn, and Rhiannon Giddens, to name just a few from a long list of musicians who have covered She's Got You by Patsy Cline. In the middle, it is K.D. Lang. K.D. Lang literally built a career imitating Patsy Cline. K.D. Lang brought country punk power to the work of Patsy Cline and built her own career with that. We heard the song Down to My Last Cigarette. That comes from K.D. Lang's 1988 album Shadowland. And then, of course, Loretta Lynn right there with Crazy. That comes from Loretta Lynn's 1977 album, Loretta Lynn Sings Patsy Cline's Favorites. Now, for both of those albums, Shadowlands and the Patsy Cline cover album from Loretta Lynn, both K.D. Lang and Patsy Cline, no, K.D. Lang and Loretta Lynn were so obsessed with the Patsy Cline sound they tapped on the shoulder of Owen Bradley. Now, Owen Bradley was a producer who had a big hand in the music made by Patsy Cline during the 50s and early 60s. Wanting that sound in their music, Katie Lang and Loretta Lynn both went to seek out Owen Bradley to give that sound to their music. Speaking of Loretta Lynn, here's another way that Patsy Cline proved to be an absolute groundbreaker and trailblazer. Patsy Cline was a mentor to musicians that came after her. Patsy Cline gave back as much as she got, providing professional advice and even buying groceries for the likes of Loretta Lynn and Brenda Lee. Sometimes she even paid their rent. As Loretta Lynn said of Patsy Cline, in an interview, she felt that Patsy Cline was both a mentor and close friend. Loretta Lynn is quoted as saying, "When I'd go over to Patsy's, she'd be cooking for me, and when everything was over and she would start digging in her clothes, finding little old stuff for me to wear, sweaters and stuff, and she'd load me down before the night was over." Again, recognizing that the success that came to Patsy Cline was just part of a legacy she needed to lead. Patsy Cline was a firm believer that when given a step up, she was reaching behind her to pull women next to her. Again, this is what makes a trailblazer. Here is Patsy Cline on our groundbreaking series here on Girly So Groovy. Round and around.
Tumble to the ground. The one I love has let me down. I lost the wonder of his kiss. How could he leave me here like this? Oh, stop the world and let me on. This burning up inside, I know his love for me has died. I lost the wonder of his kiss. How could he leave me here like this? Oh, stop the world and let me on. I play the game of
Country, crooning, heartache, and lusty twang. This week on Girly So Groovy, we are celebrating the trailblazing spirit of country icon Patsy Cline. What we just heard in that set began with Patsy Cline and her 1957 single, Stop the World and Let Me Off, released as a single in 1957 and then released on a full album named after that song, Stop the World and Let Me Off, in 1966. In the middle, it is Toronto alternative indie rock band Cowboy Junkies. They released their debut album, no, sorry, sophomore album, The Trinity Sessions, in late 1980s. In the early days of the building of the Cowboy Junkies sound, they were pulling from inspirations like early Elvis Presley, early Patsy Cline, fused with that indie alternative spirit of acts like Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, and found a really unique hybrid bluesy rock kind of sound. Walkin' After Midnight, of course, is a Patsy Cline cover from Cowboy Junkies. Again, that is from their album, The Trinity Sessions. And then at the end of that set, it is jazz vocal major Molly Birch, whose yearning stylized indie pop absolutely pulls from Patsy Cline's vintage vocal pop sounds. What I love about doing this episode every month when we do our groundbreaking series, it's a great way to bring in new voices that have never been featured on Girly So Groovy before. And I feel Molly Birch may be making her Girly So Groovy debut right there. We heard the song Control. That is the opening track from Molly Birch's album Romantic Images. I want to say that album was released actually just a couple years ago now in 2021. Love that voice from Molly Birch. Definitely want to figure out ways to bring her more into the program. One other way that Patsy Cline proved to be an absolute trailblazer is that she laid the ground rules for so many women musicians to follow her, regardless of the genre they were in. Patsy Cline's greatest influence was in her touring and performing live shows. She was the first woman to receive top billing, her name above the male artists she was playing with on the marquee. During that time, in the early 1950s through early 1960s, many club owners were taking advantage of women artists, promising to pay them after the show, but then disappearing when the gig was over. But Patsy Cline had a policy. She called it her no dough, no show mantra. She demanded this and got her money before she took the stage, a rule that countless musicians have followed ever since. In this trailblazing spirit, up next, it's Patsy Cline here on Girly So Groovy.
I must make up my mind today. Thank you.